Who have been some of the other offensive guys this year in your mind, regardless of necessarily just stats, who have been real go-to clutch performers outside of those two offensively?
Well, he's hurt right now, but Matt Bolesky obviously has had a breakout season. When he was hurt, he was tied for the league lead in game-winning goals. He's got career-high totals in goals. He's a guy that the Ducks are real eager to get back in the lineup. And, there was some speculation that maybe he would be moved at the deadline because he stands to be unrestricted this summer. But Bob Murray felt like regardless of how things go, and they definitely want to re-sign Bolesky, but they want him here for this playoff run this season. So he's the obvious answer there. Certainly Ryan Kesler has contributed. Kyle Palmieri and Jakob Silfverberg have both had their moments. Silfverberg had a great game last night at Arizona, and those are guys that certainly you need offense from. And now, having picked up Jiří Sekáč and particularly Tomáš Fleischmann, he's a guy that Bruce Boudreau had in Washington. He's really excited to add Fleischmann to this lineup. So it all starts with defense. I think the Ducks figure if they can score, two or three goals a game, that's going to be enough if they get the defense and the goaltending that they're counting on.
Where's Sekáč and Fleischmann going to slot in?
Well, Fleischmann last night, playing in his first game, played with Ryan Kesler and Jakob Silfverberg. Everything's a little bit iffy right now because of the absence of Matt Bolesky. When Bolesky comes back, my hunch is he goes back on the top line with Getzlaff and Perry, and perhaps that Fleischmann-Kessler-Silfverberg line sticks together. But it's kind of all bets are off until they get everybody healthy and figure out what works best.
Dan, you teased us earlier, or actually you just mentioned a fact, and it, here in Edmonton, 10 defensemen, the Oilers wish. The other place where you seem blessed right now, in goal, I mean, between Anderson and Gibson, you got a guy who's on the way up, well, two guys who were on the way up, really, and Anderson's just been, unconscious this year for the most part.
Yeah, Robin, you're absolutely right. I mean, the Ducks have to be counting their blessings with these two guys. They both are legitimate number one goaltenders in the NHL. The question, though, is in the postseason, if you run up against a Jonathan Quick, for example, who's the best money goaltender in the league, are these young guys ready to match that? And that's something we're not going to know until we get into the postseason. Last year, the Ducks had good goaltending at times in the postseason. At other times, they didn't. But for the future, certainly, Gibson and Anderson have both been really, really good. And the Ducks have to feel awfully good about that.
Dan, maybe it's too early. Who's the better goaltender between Anderson and Gibson?
Boy, that's a tough question. Freddie is the number one goaltender. He has earned that. But obviously, as with any team, or most teams, I suppose, that's subject to change based on performance. I mean, a year ago, about this time, Jonas Hiller had been the number one goaltender, and then suddenly that changed. I think if both guys are healthy, if both guys are playing well, Frederik Andersen is your number one choice because he's earned that with the season that he's had. John Gibson is awfully good. And I don't know. I mean, if you had to choose one or the other and you were going to give one of them up, flip a coin.
Yeah, good point. Dan, just back up front for a second. Getzlaff's the guy, and Perry. Bolesky's been very good in terms of goal scoring. And you touched on Kesler. To me, Kessler's the key. If you've got that second option in the playoffs, and now we're talking about a bigger player with some edge to his game, not the kind of guy, the stereotypical small-skilled guy who sometimes disappears when the going gets tough and you're playing night after night after night. To me, Kesler looks like a real key for this club. Do you see him as that?
Absolutely. That's why they got Ryan Kesler. They got him to match up in the postseason, particularly against the Kings or any quality opponent, But in this division, you have to look at getting through L.A. if you're going to go on. Last year in the playoffs, the Ducks were overmatched at center. They were overmatched on defense, and they were overmatched in goal. So they got Ryan Kesler to address one of those issues. And perhaps the best news of all from a Ducks standpoint, Ryan Kesler has played his best hockey this season in games against the Kings. So when you put Getzlaff and Kesler up against Kopitar and Carter, you're going to feel pretty good about that. And not to be overlooked, Nate Thompson, who they picked up from Tampa Bay, who's a fourth-line center, but he's good on faceoffs, he's a good penalty killer. He kind of reminds me in a way of Jarrett Stoll of the Kings. He's a key contributor too. So if you're going to compete against the Kings, you've got to be solid down the middle. And as long as they're healthy, the Ducks are. And that's no knock on Nick Bonino and Matthew Perreault, who were playing center for the Ducks in last season's playoffs. But as you pointed out, Robin Kesler and Nate Thompson too, they've both got a little more grit, and they're more playoff-type performers. So that was the whole point in getting those guys.
Dan Wood, analyst for the Anaheim Ducks, joins us. One guy who last year was very good in the playoffs, Maroon, kind of, just a big body, Dan, who's shown at times he's got some ability. And the Ducks, they're organizational. They always seem to find guys like that. They drafted another big body last year. Bigger bodies who don't necessarily have to be Perry or Getzlaff type guys, but have enough ability that, they have maybe three or four of them, that one of them can get hot at the right time, and suddenly he's a playoff performer.
Yeah, that's a good point, too, Jason. Patrick Maroon is an important piece, as I suppose most everyone is. But Maroon is a big body. He can provide a net front presence. He's also a very underrated passer, particularly below the goal line. His hands and his ability to find guys and give them scoring opportunities is perhaps second only to Ryan Getzlaff on this team. Nobody really talks about that because you look at him and you don't really see him in that vein. But he's got tremendous hands and tremendous passing ability down low. So, he's a guy who has been a little bit up and down at times. But if you get everybody healthy and you've got Maroon, Kesler, Fleischman, Sekoc, and Andrew Cogliano capable of playing on the left side, and Cogs can certainly flip over to the right as well, you're looking pretty good on that side of the puck too.
Well, it's interesting. You talk about being healthy and then mention a former Oiler, Andrew Cogliano. He just is healthy. He just plays, and that's the kind of consistency that you need if you're going to do anything in the playoffs, is to be able to count on guys. I think some people have been waiting for the Ducks to fall off somehow. I don't see it now. To me, top to bottom, they have to play their best hockey. But this is just a really, really good hockey team that I think is somewhat underrated.
Well, I'll be honest. Before the trades that have been made over the past week or so, I had my doubts about the Ducks' ability to go in and compete with the truly elite teams. And when I say that, I'm talking about the Kings and the Chicago Blackhawks, because until someone else proves otherwise, they are the gold standards in the Western Conference, in fact, in the entire NHL. So now, looking at a potential matchup with one of those teams, or even a St. Louis or a Nashville or any quality opponent, certainly there are no guarantees, but I think the Ducks are better positioned now to compete against those teams and have a shot at winning. Bob Murray, the general manager, talked about wanting to make this a more versatile team because the Ducks' reputation is as a big, strong, physical, grinding team, and they were vulnerable against speed teams. Now he feels like, he's addressed that to some extent. He wants the Ducks to be able to play against any kind of opponent, and with the moves they've made with Sekoc, with Fleischman, with Wisniewski and Dupre, they feel like they're a better rounded hockey club. So certainly you're going to have to get goaltending. You're going to have to get timely scoring. You're going to have to get good special teams play. But I think the Ducks are better equipped now than they were a week or two ago to go into the postseason and feel like they really have a legitimate shot to stay alive for a while.
Wisniewski trade came down really kind of at the last second. Carlson probably the key piece going the other way, a young defenseman drafted in 2011 by the Ducks. quickly, update on the defense. Where is Wisniewski going to fit in? Who's he going to play with? And what's the timeline on a return for Sammy Vatanen?
Well, first off, Wisniewski, he's banged up, too. He's got a bone bruise in his foot. He said the day of the trade that he had been told he was going to be out of action for a week or two, but okay. He anticipated getting back quicker. And Wiz, who has been here before, he's got a pretty good track record of bouncing back from injuries quickly. My hunch would be that he slots in alongside Cam Fowler when he's ready to go. And then you've got Wisniewski and Fowler, and you've got Lindholm and Beauchemin as your top four. And you don't have the number one guy that Drew Doughty or the Duncan Keith or the Shea Weber, but you've got a pretty deep defense, as we talked about before. Sammy Vatanen, I've heard conflicting things. He has said he definitely will be back before the playoffs. I've heard other people talk like it'll be considerably sooner than that. Maybe by, toward the end of the month, but maybe a little sooner than that. We'll see. But the one luxury the Ducks have with any injured player, and they did this with Frederik Andersen, they held him out longer than maybe they would have because they're not in a fight for their life in the standings. And, you know, that's a good thing.
So when Vatanen comes back, he's in the third pairing. Who's going to be his defense partner?
I would guess Clayton Stoner. They had played together pretty much all season. And then that leaves Dupre as an extra, Corbinian Holzer as an extra, Josh Manson, who has performed much better than anyone anticipated. I mean, he was playing college hockey about a year ago. And then we mentioned Mark Fistrick earlier. Those are the guys that would be in reserve. I'm not the coach, but that would be my hunch.
That's a pretty good defense score. Dupre, they just acquired, likely not even going to get in the postseason when Vatanen's back. So, things are pretty good. Dan, appreciate your time. Enjoy the game tonight. Habs and the Ducks, two of the top three teams points-wise in the NHL going at it tonight.
Always a pleasure, guys. Enjoy the rest of your show.